Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wednesday, did you see the story about the 2-year-old girl that got bit by a snake?
No. Mm-hmm.
So this little 2-year-old girl, India, somewhere like that, and what happened was they found her. She'd been bitten by the snake on the face.
Oh.
But she bit the snake back, and they found her with the snake in her mouth and blood pouring from the wound on the snake, and she killed the snake.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Is she okay?
She's okay. Not so much for the snake.
She's a beast.
How about that?
Yeah, good That's, for her.
I respect that.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? Snake killer.
Parents find her
baby
like,
snake
oh.
fight.
Yeah, baby snake fight.
Parents find her like, okay. Interesting.
So we're probably not going to get you that puppy that you've been asking about.
We said no. Trisha Clock. It's Trish O'Clock somewhere. Okay, it's over.
It's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. We're doing week in review, midweek. All the birthdays, all the history. I like today's because do you know what is 40 years old today? It would be the CD.
It's crazy.
Came out in 1982, but I mean, I don't think I got my first CD until the 90s.
I think I was in, I was in law school, so.
Were they expensive when they first came out?
Yeah, more than an album, right?
I think $20, it said.
Pretty pricey.
Yeah, they cost more than $20 each, but I did the Columbia Records pay a penny. Because I would always fill them out. We talked about this not too long ago. Every weekend I would fill it out, but never actually get it. It was just like my dream list of what I would get. And so finally, I guess I was, I don't know, in high school or college, and I felt like I was an adult now and I could order these.
Well, you were traveling internationally by yourself. So.
I'm telling you, it was a thing. So I got, I only remember two of the, I think it was 11 that you got.
Sounds right.
For a penny. I don't know, something like that. So I got an Elton John one, and I got the Stevie Nicks with Stand Back and Edge of 17, her solo album. I still have the CDs. And then I didn't realize, like, you had, the deal was you pay a penny, but then you had to buy.
You're on the hook.
Yeah, so my mom bailed me out of that one. Do you remember your first CD you bought? Anyone?
Yes. It was a Bare Naked Ladies CD. It was called Everything to Everyone.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was that your first mode of purchasing music, or did you have cassettes?
I had cassettes when I was growing up. I had like the Lion King soundtrack on cassette, and I had like a cassette player and stuff. But by the time I was like 14, 15, and like buying my own music,
it was CDs.
It was mostly CDs.
I think mine was a guitar guy named Eric Johnson, who I later became friends with. Remember that story?
I don't
He's really famous for musicians. He's pretty famous otherwise. And he came on my show, and we really hit it off, and he'd be on my show, like, you know, a couple times a year. But I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, and I went over to Starbucks or some coffee place at Union Station, and there's some guy standing there, and he's like, "Hey, Dave." And I'm like, "Here we go. Time to be a celebrity." I'm like, "Hi, how are you?" And it was Eric Johnson. He was in town to do something.
That's
cool. And I was like, "Oh, it's Eric Johnson, it's Eric Johnson." I was pretty cocky back then.
Mine was Blink-182. Well, my first CD really was the soundtrack to the Lizzie McGuire movie, but my first like real CD was a Blink-182 CD. That's
how
cool.
Was the soundtrack?
It was awesome. Yeah, I would still listen to that today.
Who was Lizzie McGuire?
Hilary Duff.
Okay.
I loved Lizzie McGuire.
It was a good show.
Mm-hmm. I think she's like 40 now, right?
No, she's like 38.
A lot older than you thought she was. But Jennifer Lawrence is only 32. It feels like she's been around forever.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, when she was, I mean, she's my age. And when she got famous was that like Winter's Bone movie that was set in the Ozarks. Mm. And she was like 15, 16 years old.
Wow.
Ben Affleck's 50. Deborah Messing, 54. 145 years ago in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote a letter to the president of the telegraph company and said that when answering the telephone, hello would be more appropriate than Alexander Graham Bell's suggestion, which
was,
what's poppin'? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Wow. I wish.
Oh, what if we said ahoy?
Ring, ring. Ahoy.
Now I know why Mr. Burns says that.
Ahoy, hoy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's a reference to being so old.
Older than Alexander Graham Bell.
83 years ago in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. God, that and Gone with the Wind were like really the in Elvis movies. Were really the only movies that were on when we were younger on TV.
Creature Features.
Yeah, it was always fun when one of those were on. You knew it was going to take like 5 hours to watch all the commercials and stuff.
It was a thing in my house where let's see if Dave can make it past the flying monkeys. Like, my family
scary.
Took such great joy in my terror.
Taking side bets, a big pool of wadded up dollar bills on the floor.
You know, this is like broadcast television. It's only on when it's on. There's no DVRs. So I'd be like, no, I don't want any part of it. They're like, come on, puss. That was my mom. She always said puss. But, you know. And then sure enough, here come the monkeys. And I'd go run into my room. They'd all be like, yeah.
He's scared.
57 years ago in 1965, the Beatles played to a packed Shea Stadium, which was filled with 56,000 people and was, at the time, the largest single crowd to attend a rock and roll show.
And those guys were using equipment like I would use. Like, they were using maybe 100-watt amplifiers. There was no giant system.
Is that the one that was... Because at a certain point with the Beatles, they just started, like, piping in
they couldn't hear
fake music,
they couldn't
essentially,
hear
right? Because there's no way
everybody's
to...
Everybody's screaming and everything.
Yeah, you couldn't hear the music, they couldn't hear each other, so they were just playing, like, recorded stuff
I didn't
over
know
the
last...
I feel like I had heard that about some of the, like, really big stadium U.S. shows.
Would that be, if you could see any band that you didn't get a chance to see, would that be...
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Although, if I had a chance to see the Beatles, I would see them pre-fame. I would love, they used to play like 8 hour sets every night in the Cavern Club and in Hamburg. And that's how they got so good. And they hit their 10,000 hours. And I would love to see them before they were famous.
I'm really bummed I didn't see Michael Jackson. I would have liked to have seen that. Prince. And I think he was coming here like right before he died, maybe.
He was here
I
not
remember
that,
that.
Long
or,
before.
Okay.
Just a few years before he died.
I would have liked to have seen that. 53 years ago, 1969, Woodstock opened. For 3 days, over 400,000 people attended. Lots of good things, lots of bad. Heavy rains, not enough food, not enough bathrooms.
How does that look to you? Because I would like to be cool and be like, man, I wish I had been in Woodstock. It looks awful.
Yeah.
Like, it's raining, you can't find a bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I always think about, like, the big, like, Coachella and stuff, where it's like, you go and you camp out in a field for 4 days and you don't take a shower or use a bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm okay. I'm fine. I don't want to see The Weeknd that badly.
43 years ago, 1979, Apocalypse Now was released. Martin Sheen, Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall. That's the I Love the Smell of Napalm in the Morning, which I've never seen that movie.
I watched it in the past year for the first time.
Was it good?
It was, but it was a thing, you know?
What does that mean?
Just it, you have to come to terms with it. It's not an enjoyable afternoon.
Okay.
It's really intense.
Does it stand up?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, it was definitely, yeah, I watched this 90s, Ashley Judd, is she the actress?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An Ashley Judd movie, and I watched about a third of it for zero reason. It just like popped up, and I'm like, fine. But it just, I loved it. I told Nick this, and he totally got it. like movies from the 90s, especially the early 90s, have a look and a feel. They're still cinema. Even if it's Ashley Judd in like a detective movie, like they're very syrupy. Just the cinematography is big. Like there is no shaky cam. There is no iPhone movies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if it was a movie, it was a movie.
Polished.
Yes. Even like Porky's was shot like cinematography.
I still love that. Porky's and Revenge of the Nerds. Steve Carell, 60 this week. Kind of shocked me. The original Catwoman, Julie Newmar, which we kind of talked about this before the show, 89. And you just think she's the hottest Catwoman ever?
Oh.
She still fits into the suit.
Bet she does.
Kathy Lee Gifford. It feels like she's been around for 200 years, doesn't it?
She may have
seen was saying ahoy when she was answering the phone.
Do you want to guess how old she is? I thought she was...
I'll say 65.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting.
What does that mean? 75.
69. It felt like she should be like 80. Like it just feels like she's been around forever.
But she doesn't look that old at all.
No.
She looks great, but you make a good point. She's just been on the circuit for a long time.
1977, 45 years ago, Elvis Presley died. At the time of his death, he was twice his normal size due to a... Never mind. I didn't read that all the way through, and I'm not going to finish that.
Why not?
How bad can it be?
I don't know. Is this right? He had a buildup of... He was constipated.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, I just read about this the other day. I went down like a Wikipedia rabbit hole. But he, like, when they found him, he looked like he would... He was sitting on the toilet when he died, obviously, and he had like frozen in place and fallen forward and was like all rigid. And they said he looked like just exactly like you would look if you're sitting on the toilet, but like horizontally, like face down on the floor.
What do you mean he looked exactly like you would sitting on the toilet?
Like he was sitting down, like he was sitting, like he had the bent knees, and it was just like boop.
Like I don't mean to laugh, but it's just like funny that Andrew's like, I have a fun trivia fact about that. He had leaned forward and it looked like he was still sitting on the toilet.
Trish didn't want to say that he was constipated. Andrew's like, he was anatomically exactly like if you were sitting on the toilet.
It was on the
he was dead on his side.
I was going to say, what do you guys think about that Elvis movie? I think it looks really bad, but
bad
people love it. Thing. People are loving it.
Yeah, some people are loving it. I can't say I'm one of them.
Did you see it?
No, but I don't. Well, like Dave, I don't like Baz Luhrmann. And I think it looks really stupid. And I hear Tom Hanks is really stupid in it.
Robert De Niro, 79. Madonna, 64. We already talked about that. She was married on her birthday to Sean Penn. So they got married on her birthday in 1985. They divorced 4 years later. And then the next day, which would have been, what is today? Wednesday? Oh, today's Sean Penn's birthday. He's 62. And I just put this in there because our second Vivian Vance reference of the week, 43 years ago in 1979, she passed away. Prince's Delirious was released 39 years ago. And in 1998, this week, 24 years ago, President Clinton gave a grand jury testimony via the closed circuit TV from the White House regarding his relations, or as he said, his non-relations with Monica Lewinsky.
Wow.
Yeah, that was 24 years ago.
Yeah, look how much has happened since then.
Yeah, things are so much better now.
Almost coined.
323 DGS. I thought this was interesting. So last week when I brought up quiet quitting, and I described it as people saying, like, screw it, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to quit, but I'm not going to work. And today I read an article how that's how half the internet is phrasing it. But the other half, I think the more accurate half, are saying, no, that's not what it is. It's saying, I'm not going to go above and beyond. Like, you're paying me to do a job, paying me 40 hours to, you know, make pizzas. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not staying late. I'm not washing the floors, too. Or if you're working in a marketing firm, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to burn the midnight oil. That's what my parents did. That was the age of excess. That was the age of I need the McMansion and the Mercedes and the lake house, and I'm not going to do it. You're paying me to do a job. I'll do that job. No less, no more. So it's different than what I thought. How does that hit you?
Well, are they trying to get fired or no?
No, they're just saying previous generations define themselves by their job, by their work, and we're not going to do that. I need to work. I need money. You're paying me to do it. But don't ask me to do one extra thing. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I mean, I'm not against what they're saying, but good luck. Yeah. I mean, especially when the job market goes in the other direction. And, you know, in this business and a lot of people in this building have to do 10 million things. It doesn't matter if it's that was what they were hired for or not to keep your job. So if you can get away with it, great. But I don't think that's going to last very long.
I think we're already, especially like, you know, Rachel and I having entered the workforce in a recession, I think that we're sort of trending in that direction now once again. And what we saw in that recession is that every job does have a line of people who are willing to do it. And so, I mean, if you go in and you say, not going to stay 10 minutes late like you asked me to, you're only paying me to be here till 7 and I'm out right at 7. I just think that they're going to be like, I wonder if this guy will stay till 7:10.
Okay, let's take a different direction. Let's say that there aren't people waiting for your job. It's normal. You know, you're getting paid to do your job. In the past, a lot of people would go the extra mile so that their boss noticed and they'd get a promotion and they buy a nicer car. Now, the new generation is saying at least that's not what we want.
Yeah, I mean, there's still plenty of people in this generation who are going to just absolutely do whatever they can to get ahead. I think you had quiet quitters in the past. We just didn't have this like pathological need to define everything the way we do in 2022. I'm sure there were plenty of people in
I would have been
your generation, your parents' generation who were just like,
I did less than what you're paying me for.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you just called them slackers back then, right? You just called them like, that's Billy. He just kind of does the bare minimum and goes home. Doesn't really, you know, like apply himself. I guess that's just what you called him back then. Now it has to be like
interesting.
A quiet
that's
quitter.
Definitely the way it was when I came out of law school in 90.
Which way?
It was. I went to a big silk stocking firm, and I remember the first day they said, "In the morning, if you're here at 8, you're late. If you leave before 7, you're leaving early. Saturdays are 10 to 5, and Sundays are 11 to 2." And I laughed, and they're like, "We're completely serious," and they were. So if you're working and billing 70 hours a week, you're just okay.
Do you really think they were squeezing that much extra excellence out of people by doing that? Or was it just a way of hazing people?
No, I think it was a way of billing their clients.
Okay, gotcha.
Tons of hours.
They really expect that amount
of
work.
But I can tell you that you're not getting 70 or 80 hours of quality work from anybody.
But it's really simple. I don't care what generation you are or what kind of market we're in. If you're at a job and you're doing more than another person, your name is going to be brought up when it's promotion time or raise time or who are we not going to fire time. Just is what it is.
Yep. 335 DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. So tonight is Phoebe's senior dinner at Old Hickory Country Club. And finally, after 22 years of avoiding it, I went out and I bought big boy clothing.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I've always either said I'm not going to something that's like a suit or, you know, black tie. Or if I'm the MC, I say, if you want me, then you want my blue jeans. I'll be in jeans and a blazer and a V-neck, and there you go. I won't charge you any money. But I couldn't get around this one.
So what'd you get?
I just got a pair of dress pants and a shirt and a belt and shoes.
Black dress pants? Blue?
Kind of gray with a dark blue shirt.
Interesting. Dark gray or light?
Olive suede boots. Sounding stupid. Now, shout out to Leslie and Nordstrom who helped me. She was fantastic. Got it done in 30 minutes. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. Move it along.
So. I love that.
Good for you, Dave. He's going to become like just a complete clothes guy now.
Super well dressed every day.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What do you mean now?
I was just going to say, not that you aren't currently super well dressed every day.
Something going on over here.
Here we go.
Trish, you have a new game?
It's the slogan game. I think we did it once before.
Don't undersell it. These people don't know that.
It's the slogan game. Everybody get ready. Let's hear your buzzers.
It's an old Lebanese game that my grandparents brought over.
She's throwing it to Trish. She goes, meh.
She's like, it's not that great. Don't get excited.
I didn't want to oversell it and under-deliver. Okay. I'd rather undersell and over-deliver.
Well, mission accomplished on the first part.
y'all have your buzzers ready.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, local and national. Okay. I'm going to read the slogan. You tell me the company.
Okay.
Ready? What's in your wallet?
Rachel.
I think I heard Andrews.
Capital One.
Yes.
You want the bell?
Who, me?
Where is the bell?
Oh, sure. Some sound effects?
Yeah.
I did that really well.
The more you shop, the more you
shop. Shop and save.
Why does Trish have the bell?
Because she's going to ding if it's correct.
Okay. I was going to say, she's the only one not buzzing in.
Just do it.
Yep. Rachel.
Sorry, Dave.
It's not fair to just go, whoop.
You should do it too.
She was boop forever.
Okay, fine. Yeah,
you can bloop.
I'll just make a noise.
Oh, God, don't do that, Rachel. Don't threaten us with that.
Because you like nice black.
I don't know.
Rachel.
Yes.
Chain company. No,
Dave.
That's not it.
Carol House.
Dang it. Dang it.
I knew it was something, but I forgot as soon as I buzzed in.
Let's build something together.
You don't know this.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
You don't know.
I have never
heard
this.
Home Depot?
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Capital One again.
It's Lowe's. You were so
Lowe's. I was close.
Did I do the more you shop, the better?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yes. Yeah. I gotta mark that off so I don't keep doing the same one. At the entrance to the hill.
Dave.
Yeah.
Boy. Ragazzi's.
No. Wrong kind of.
Yeah. Figured that.
Establishment.
At the entrance.
You guys might be
hill.
Too. Well, no, it's still on, but you guys aren't watching regular TV anymore.
Is it?
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it like a tire replacement?
I don't think this is the game we're playing.
You're getting closer.
Okay. That's better.
It's Don Brown.
Very good.
Yes.
Yes.
I've heard.
Steve Moore gave me that one. I'd like to credit Steve Moore. If you've ever tried to Google St. Louis slogans or St. Louis ads, like, yeah, I have to read a bunch of articles. It's very difficult. A list does not come up as you would for a national. So I sent Steve a text and Lindsay because, you know, he's always up for some fun or contributing. And he sends me a text back and says, try Google the next time, but then listed a bunch. And I was like, oh, okay, team player, I'll try Google next time. That's how I responded. And he said, ha ha. Think different.
Rachel.
Yes.
Apple.
She's on the board.
Yes, finally, finally.
Earth.
American runs on.
Rachel.
Oh, God.
It was him.
Duncan.
Don't get between Andrew and his donuts.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I made the dumbest DoorDash order of all time last night. I ordered Dunkin' Munchkins, and I don't know how much I paid. I bet I paid $5 per donut hole.
And $56.
And they were inedible.
Were they like super dry or something?
They tasted like paint. Like,
well, you know what?
Dunkin', I'm sorry, but that was my experience. You've met me in donuts, right? They were inedible.
But I've had this problem as someone who buys a lot of donuts.
Oh my God. He just threw his pen across the room.
As someone who buys a lot of donuts at 11:30 at night, they make them in the morning and then by that
that's
time.
A pain point.
Yeah.
Eight, five. Yeah.
How many did you get?
I had like 20.
And you only ate?
I took one bite. Mm. There's like assorted. I took one bite and I'm like, okay.
That's a bummer.
That tastes like paint.
Because you finally make that decision to get donuts delivered, which I'm sure was a big decision for you. No, I'm saying like you didn't take it lightly.
I get what she's
saying.
Should I?
Shouldn't I? I'm having donuts delivered. Really? Yeah. Should I do this?
Yes.
All right, I'm doing
like,
it.
Deep sigh. I'll get it done.
Yes.
Did you pretend to be drunk when the delivery guy showed up?
That would make a little more sense because he was at his house.
He was acting all addled when he
hadn't driven. He hadn't driven a mile and a half to get there.
Put my broker on hold. Hold on, my donut holes are here.
really funny. Oh my God. All right. For a hole in your roof or a
Rachel.
Hole in- yes.
Frederick Roofing. One of my favorite songs.
Good. It's a good jam.
Of all time.
For a whole new roof.
Your boy JC asked me one time when I think it was on K Hits. He wanted to do that song, but for a hole in your head or a whole new head. And he asked Greg Hullab, he asked me if I could transpose the music. I'm like, so I asked Greg from my band, who's a musical genius, and he said it's a really complicated song.
Really?
Yeah, it's like lots of weird jazz chords and stuff. I thought that was interesting.
I wonder if they do it on purpose so no one rips them off.
That's what Zeppelin did, right? With like the weird time signatures in their songs. It is.
Zeppelin and the Frederick Roofing guys. Yeah.
They got tired of
they
people.
They did
legends.
The original song.
The quicker picker upper.
Nannle.
What?
Nannle?
Is it Scott Paper Towels?
No, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, how could you Andrew. Blow that like
Andrew, Andrew.
I said no. Rachel.
I know,
she
but I'm
said
saying it too.
First.
Bounty.
Yes.
I was going to say Swiffer.
That was the quicker picker upper.
I mean, that was.
Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you think I said?
Nannle.
I don't know. No. I'm not good at this, okay?
Dave's going to be like, Angela.
Square beyond compare.
Andrew.
Rachel.
I think it was Rachel.
Emos.
The more she drinks, the better you look.
Oh.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dirt Cheap.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Uh-huh.
You never heard that in the commercial?
I've heard it in, like, jokes, but I've not didn't know that was a slogan.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
It's true. Bet you can't eat just one.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave. Fritos.
Sorry. Rachel.
Yeah.
Lay's.
Yeah.
Frito-Lay.
Andrew Pringles.
Think outside the bun.
Rachel.
Andrew.
Rachel.
I don't even know why I'm going head-to-head Andrew. With him because he's ready. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He was really mad.
I was. I thought for sure I had it.
Friendliest stores in town.
Rachel.
Dave.
Snooks. It's not even my client.
Oh,
yeah, he beat
stop.
You out on the client.
I buzzed in just as quick.
There are some things that money can't buy.
Dave.
Yeah.
Sex.com.
Goes, you can buy that.
Dave!
The concept of having a family. I don't actually know.
There are some
You want
things...
me to finish it?
Yeah, please.
No!
That was not, that was at the
that's
end?
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
There was
you
more
buzzed
slogan?
In. Yes. There are some things that money can't buy. Oh. For everything else, there's...
MasterCard.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. On the Glover Show, we don't do that.
Yes, you do.
It's her game. It's her slogan game.
When someone buzzes in, it's dead.
We don't
no!
Use credit cards.
No, for the
not
person
true.
Who buzzed in, it's dead.
Shut up.
Oh, I miss playing games with Dave. He's such a delight.
Breakfast of Champions.
Dave.
Yeah.
Wheaties.
All right. I'm going to do a couple more. Dave is winning right now with 8 points.
I started to buzz in when you said Dave.
Rachel has... Dave has 8. Rachel has 6. Andrew has 2. You
Whose
can do it, buddy.
Slogan is going to do a couple more slogans?
Central Hardware.
This might be unfair age-wise. Try Dave. Us. You'll like us.
Andrew, Captain D's.
I know it, but I
do
don't
too.
Know
it's
it.
Local. Yeah. They give you that hint.
Dave.
Never heard
yes.
of
yes.
Slimin Brothers.
Yes.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, you just talked about the Slimins.
Yeah. Have it your way.
Dave.
Yeah.
Burger King.
Yeah.
Burger King.
I said it like Joe.
Burger King.
Burger King.
Is it in you?
Rachel. Gatorade.
Yeah. I've never heard of that one. Mm-mm, good.
Dave. Andrew.
Dave.
Campbell Soup.
Yeah.
I'm falling off.
The King of Beers.
Dave.
Andrew.
Budweiser.
Shave time, shave money.
Mm.
Is it save time, save money?
No, I think that's it.
She just rolled her eyes so hard. Shave time, shave money.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Gillette. No, that's the best of me. You fool.
It's the Dollar Shave Club.
Oh, I started to say
oh, sorry.
That.
Why did I give you guys the answer? That was rude. Take a point off of me. Snap, crackle, pop.
Dave. Yeah. Rice Krispies.
Breakfast of Champions.
Dave Wheaties.
You
save money, live better. Did I?
Yeah.
Rachel.
Oh,
save money, live better.
Is it shave money, live better?
Olive Garden.
Yeah. No, it's.
Who is it?
Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dave's the big winner.
Congratulations.
Happy for me.
Did he win like 70 to 1? I feel like he kind of ran away with
it. I stopped keeping count, but he had, when I stopped, he had 12, and nobody else answered
Dave
one after that.
A little excited.
Dave.
Dave had 12, Neil. Rachel had 7, Andrew had 2.
Neil. Christopher. Just saying whatever pops in his mind.
Christopher's on the board.
The slogan for the Good Feet Store.
Rachel.
Yes.
I'm back to doing what I love and more thanks to the Good Feet Store. They're also comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief.
Yeah, let her win. That was really good. Now I don't have to do my life. We're just having fun on the break, and I was saying that we should incorporate some of our games and do a name that tune for a television theme song. We would hum it to each other. And Andrew was trying to give an example, and his example was Full House, but all he could think of was Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
It's really funny.
Golden Corral theme song.
I don't know if I know the Full House theme song.
Oh,
I should. God.
Everywhere you
go.
Oh,
yeah. Na, na, na,
na, na, na. I wouldn't get that.
You know what was
house,
a
though?
Jam? The Family Matters theme song.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know it?
No.
Mm-mm. It's a rare condition in this day and age. Mm-hmm. To read any good news on the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that Urkel?
Yeah, it's Urkel. I loved that show when
Urkel
I was a kid.
Urkel didn't sing it, though.
Not just because I thought Wheezy was the sexiest woman in
that's
the world.
That's a great one.
With the Jeffersons moving
yeah,
on up.
Of course.
That's a jam, too.
But that always wins the Sweet 16.
Facts of Life was
loved
good, too.
Large women in Moo-moos. Wheezy
you said
always
Mrs.
wore
Roper.
A Moo-moo.
Wheezy,
yeah. Mrs. Roper always wore a Moo-moo.
Yeah, I don't remember a Moo-moo on Wheezy.
I'm looking up Wheezy's clothes.
She had more like a shirt dress.
I don't know what the difference is.
What's a shirt?
I don't even know what a muumuu is.
Like,
it's just what I call it.
You know what I'm
it.
Talking about?
I always picture her in like, because she and George were always going to like events and stuff. I always picture her in like a pretty glittery gown or something. But they were very like Kafkan like. Very flowy.
I'm
just
so
whatever
glad
she was wearing was
you
flowy.
You grew up the way you did. Because we watched all the same shows.
Yeah, I watched UPN all the time. There was a bunch of
Wheezy was
classic
very,
shows
Wheezy was
on
pretty
that.
Well dressed. I'm seeing a lot
of... I mean, they
of,
lived in a deluxe apartment in the sky.
That's true.
On the east side.
I think I know what you're saying by shirt dress, and I do see shirt dresses.
Anyway, that's not the first time we've discussed what Wheezy wears on the Dave Glover Show.
Not going to be the last this week, either. I've already told Hancock and Kelly to focus on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.